Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0-100-nothing.com. I am Fug It, and that stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. And today, guys, I want to talk to you about why you can't control your food portions. Okay, so we're going to talk about diets today. Now, I want to qualify this video. Now, if you're somebody that can follow a point system like Weight Watchers or use a food tracking app and control your calories that way, and you've got success with that, and you don't have what I call trigger foods, foods that cause you to overeat, like certain things that you just need to stay away from because they cause you to eat more than you should in a given meal or in a given day, then if you can avoid, if you're good with those things, then this video isn't for you. But I know there's a lot of you out there, and I am in that same group that has a really hard time controlling portions, right? So let's say you go out to dinner, and you're trying to use portion control, right? And there's a bread basket, and you decide you're going to have a portion of the bread, and you eat that bread, and it is so good, right? You're like in heaven with that bread. It's so good. You end up going, well, and then you start just eating more bread. Or, you know, dessert comes and you decide, you know what, I'll just split this dessert with somebody. And so they're like, yeah, okay, I'll split it with you. And then you end up eating most of it because it's just that good. And it like triggered something in you and you can't stop eating it, or you just want to have a little bit more. And that wasn't the original plan. And you end up either not tracking it because you don't want to face the reality. And that's why people stop tracking either their points or their calories, because they don't want to face the truth. So when they're on point, they're writing everything down, they're tracking it because they're proud of what they've done. And then usually it shows in the evidence of weight or fat loss. So there's a reason for this, and it's hormonal. So you've got primarily ghrelin and leptin. Now, ghrelin, think of it like as it like a gremlin, okay? It's creating this like famine response or this hunger, I've got to eat, I'm not full, I'm not nourished, I want to eat more food type of response. And there's certain foods that will trigger that hormone, and they're generally fatty, sugary, or really refined carb, breadish, bread type items, starches, type of foods that you'll overeat on. I mean, how many people do you know that are going to overeat on a mixed green salad with tuna? Not very many, you know. Things that are generally very nourishing are going to trigger the leptin hormone, which is a satiety hormone, meaning that your brain's telling your stomach, hey, you know, we're full. Your stomach's telling your brain, rather. There's definitely a hormonal effect of food, and there's DNA that some people just aren't having that ghrelin hormone triggered, and they can have just a little bit of something and they're fine. They don't really desire anymore. They're listening to their stomach and they know that they've eaten enough and they're fine with that. But others just can't stop or have a little bit too much, even if it's a few hundred calories too much, which is not really a lot of food. When you start to look at portion sizes and calories, it's really shocking. Just look at a serving size of cereal, how many carbs are in it, and think about how much cereal, you know, if you eat cereal now or maybe when you were younger, how much you really eat. And the same with like even a carton of ice cream, you know, a half a cup or whatever it is for a serving, you're like, I didn't measure it. I just got the pint out, sat in front of my favorite show, and before I knew it, I was scraping the bottom, right? How many of us have done that? So, you know, at first you set up safeguards. You know, you decide, okay, I'm going to just get my portion of dinner, which is going to be a balance of some type of protein, maybe a vegetable or salad, and then a starch like a potato or something or some rice. And I'm going to put everything else away, so I'm not tempted to go back for seconds. Okay, so you've measured out your food. You may have weighed it, may not. You might have used portion control, looking at the size of the portion and saying, okay, it's the size of a clenched fist or the palm of my hand, and that's all I'm going to have. And you put away the rest of the food. So now it's inconvenient, and you're going to appeal to your laziness so that you don't go get more of it, okay? Maybe drinking more water with your meal. That helps also to promote that feeling of fullness so that you don't eat more food. Because sometimes hunger is mistaken for actually when you're thirsty or you're dehydrated and you'll eat more than you need to, okay? And then sometimes you can also try the trick of adding more vegetables. You know, adding more vegetables to your meal. And when you do that, you know, eating those starch, you know, eating those fibrous, I hate to say zero calorie carbs, but zero calorie foods. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, especially green vegetables are going to be very calorie, low in calories. Or I was going to say calorie spare, same thing. And, you know, when you fill up on that, you're less likely to eat another piece of bread or more rice or more potatoes. So, you know, there's little tricks within, you know, trying to still keep a balanced macronutrient profile, meaning your three primaries being the protein, carbohydrates, and fats. And it works for some people. They can do that and they're fine with it. And others have to go to what we call more of an elimination diet, meaning that you completely take a macronutrient out of the profile. For instance, how I'm on ketogenic diet right now. And with that, it's the elimination of most carbohydrates. I find that my reaction, the way my body reacts to carbs, is that I feel more inflammation in my body. I also feel an energy spike and drop. And when I do that, I tend to eat more food. So I love the taste of carbs. I'm Italian. So I grew up on pasta, bread, things like that, sweets. I had a sweet tooth years ago. And when I eliminate that from my diet, I find that, you know, all of those issues go away. My craving for those carbs go away. And I just, if I stay away from them, I generally do better at meals. And I also like the results it shows on my body as far as percentage of body fat. I get lean fast on this type of eating. So, you know, before you choose or before you judge somebody else for their diet or what they're doing, you know, I think there's some self-examining you can do and look at patterns, behaviors, you know, stage of life, body weight goals, and, you know, make some intelligent decisions based on how you respond to food and psychological and physiological triggers that lead to such. So I hope that helps you guys out. Leave a comment, like, share, subscribe, and I hope you're doing well. I'll talk to you guys again soon.